So my problem with the coverage of the Olympics in Tokyo is this. Now, we could go on and on and on about medal winners right now, all the latest stuff, but this is the stuff that's going on right now. This is the stuff that's going to be broadcast throughout the day today and in primetime tonight on NBC.
What's that?
All the stuff that's going to be on TV tonight, we know the answer to right now. We know already everything about this.
I know.
Over the weekend.
It is annoying.
Over the weekend, I was outside doing all my chores outside all weekend, not in front of the TV, but just in general, going through your morning stuff, maybe looking at a website, maybe looking at social media, maybe listening to a radio station. I would hear things like the USA women's soccer team, they beat New Zealand, which was a big story because they lost that first one. Mm-hmm. And then there it is in prime time, where if I didn't know the answer to that, I would have watched that and cheered for the U.S. of A. And then I hear yesterday, oh, the USA's men's basketball team, big news, lost to France. And then that's their primetime broadcast.
Yeah.
I have no interest whatsoever.
So you think viewership is down?
I know. I'm not sure. I just know that you personally have to put the cone of silence around yourself. I mean, you pretty much have to go dark if you don't want to know these results.
Well, who wants to watch an entire game like that when you know the answer? Now, if it's something
I wouldn't know. Not
swimming
at all. Not at all.
Or the karate or gymnastics or something, sure, I'll still watch that.
Yeah,
because I want to see, you know, how well they did.
There was some history made last night.
A
disappointment with an American swimmer that dominated
Katie
something.
Katie Ledecky,
got beat
I know.
By an Australian. But now somebody could be waking up saying, "Ooh, I want to watch that."
They said she had a slow start.
I understand.
I mean, silver.
I understand.
That is amazing.
No, that's amazing.
That's incredible still.
I've already talked to one person and said, it's embarrassing, it's a shame. I don't see it that way,
no.
Katie. I don't see it. I think just competing
and
comporting yourself well, especially on camera, is all you need to do.
Katie Ledecky is, she's so good.
She's a beast.
So, I mean, and she has other, she's up for more medals too, so
I did see, now the young swimmer, the Australian swimmer, Titmus, I think is her last name, who beat her. I did see her in one preliminary heat.
Okay.
Man, swimming is amazing. Though that 400-meter individual medley where you do the backstroke, the breaststroke.
I know.
I try to do that in the pool,
and I'm like, this is crazy. How do people do this?
It is amazing. That is amazing. So I don't know how I'm going to handle this because we got two more weeks of this.
Well, we're in second place in the medal count right now.
Okay. I know we are. I know we got a gold medal in fencing. We got a gold medal in karate. A couple of young ladies doing really well. The first time ever in fencing,
yes,
a young lady won the gold medal in foil. And I did not see this, but I saw still pictures of the look
it's
on her face winning that gold medal.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure a friend of mine, a lot of people, a lot of people, I am not a gambler, thank goodness. I've proven myself.
Me either.
I have proven myself. We had a big full moon on the weekend.
Spend $20 on gambling.
Could you see the moon from the ocean?
No. Yeah, I could get a whole McDonald's meal for that, actually.
Yeah,
and I was going to ask you if it's still a full
anyway.
Moon.
It's big enough
to give it away.
Big enough to be a full moon. We never really got to the day.
So it was Saturday or something?
Oh, all weekend long. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And the weather at the beach was...
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, is that right? No storms. We had a little bit of rain here on Thursday night in a thermometer. I mean, Saturday night,
yeah.
No, last night we had some rain.
Okay.
As well.
No, we didn't get any rain down there. It was nice. Yesterday was a little bit windy, so you had to watch the umbrellas a little bit. But it kind of, once it got later in the afternoon, the wind calmed down and everything was just hot and beautiful.
You showed me the picture. Are you all those kids? That's a lot of kids to watch out for.
So it was Tim's family vacation, and Tim is one of four siblings. So everyone has kids. There's 9 grandkids. And they were all dressed in the same bathing suits because they're all little.
Okay.
So it is so cute.
I saw it, and I guess it's cute. You mentioned it to me, then you said, look. And there they all are in blue bathing suits.
Well, so yesterday was blue polka dot day. Saturday was striped they had like different colored striped bathing suits on.
Oh, it must have
been. That was really cute too.
It must have been lovely.
And it does help watching them because you're like, oh, there goes a striped suit. Get it.
You got a good point. That's why, road workers have all those neon colors on so people can spot them.
Oh my gosh.
Happy Aunt and Uncle Day. Do you have a favorite aunt? Do you have a favorite uncle? Are you an aunt? Are you an uncle? You have not yet achieved.
Yes.
You are aunt status through marriage, correct?
Yes.
You don't have
My brother doesn't have any kids yet.
So you are Aunt Katie?
Yes.
To some kids?
Yeah, like 8.
No kidding.
Seven, I think.
Do you have a favorite aunt? Do you have a favorite uncle?
Sure. I have a lot of aunts and uncles.
I had one aunt, and that was Aunt Sissy. I had three uncles that were just, in our eyes, pillars, heroes, World War II heroes. Loved all of my uncles.
Aww.
And my Uncle Earl was a saint. He pulled me out of some deep spots. He got me out of trouble that my parents didn't have to deal with that particular trouble.
Wow, so you were really close with them.
I love my Uncle Earl. Love my Uncle Earl. And my Uncle Eddie, they were all my father was in the Navy. My uncles were in the Army, Navy, and Air Force in World War II. I don't know why they didn't go into the same branch of the service, but they were amazing.
That is cool.
5:48 with the Wake Up Crew. News, weather, sports coming up at the top of the hour. Donna Gibson is going to the happiest place on earth.
I know. I'm so jealous. She's on her way to Disney.
To be with her daughter. I am jealous as far as that goes. I'm glad I'm not going through TSA and getting on an airplane this morning.
Oh, gosh. I would be so excited to do that.
Yeah. Not me. Not me.
I mean, who likes going through security? But if you know that you're going to Disney World,
All right. All right. I'm just old and cranky and can't deal with airports or traffic jams or anything like that. Birthdays made possible by Voila Specialties and other goodness in North Market Street. You can send that info to birthdays@WFRE.com. Happy birthday on this 26th of July to Serena Selwick from Crofton, Maryland, the mother of my boy, Samuel Martin.
Happy birthday,
Serena. Janelle Meyer is 25, and happy, very special happy birthday to WFRE fan Glenn Reeder. From Kearneysville, West Virginia, happy birthday, Glenn.
We're also celebrating Joanne Call today. Happy birthday to Bonnie Harrison. Celebrating Amy Mentzer. And a special anniversary for Beau and Ashley Harmon from Brunswick, celebrating 7 years.
Happy birthday from Voila and Frederick Specialties and Other Goodness at 10 North Market Street in downtown Frederick.
Jameson Rogers on WFRE. Cold beer calling my name. 6:35. Going to be up into the 90s today. Could be a day for a cold beer.
Ooh, yeah.
Are you familiar with Frank Herbert's novel, sci-fi novel, Dune, D-U-N-E, made into a film with Kyle MacLachlan, Alec Guinness years ago?
Only because you've told me about it.
It bombed at the box office. Dune and the Frank Herbert novels are a part of... since I was in college, a freshman in college, these books were going around. The Hobbit. These were the books that were going around.
Yeah.
And Dune, Frank Herbert's novels. And so everybody had to read these at some time. That was kind of the thing that had to be done. Then it was made into a film that really bombed at the box office. Really, a pretty good books. If you're a sci-fi guy.
It just came out, right?
The new Dune is going to be coming out here in October on HBO Max in theaters. This is the one with Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Oscar Isaac, Josh Brolin. Jason Momoa, a massive cast, will be released on HBO Max on that date, October the 22nd. But they've got this together. When they made that original Dune movie back in the 80s, they tried to cover this entire sprawling, epic novel. HBO is just going to cover the beginning of this novel and see if it sticks because they've got plans. They've already got plans for a spinoff. And there are a bunch of Dune novels that will go on and on and on.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi novel. It's not a horror novel. It's a sci-fi novel. There are some horrific elements to it, which are, the Dune worms.
Like gory?
The worms. The worms. Okay, it's all about spice. It's all about planets and this drug. It's just called spice, and the world needs it, and humans are addicted to it. It can cause, from what I'm reading in the new film... You can travel through space if you have spice. It gives you intergalactic travel abilities.
Oh,
so yeah, that's a new one to me. That's a new one to me. Vast, epic. I'm not quite sure about it because It's to me, these things worked on the page. That first book, that first film, yeah, that's been up. That's been out and about, and you can watch it. Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated by it because it's not CGI. It's all old school technology, and it looks really cheesy now, but I do approve of that and appreciate it. But what a cast. What a cast they have for this. That's going to be in theaters on the 22nd of October. And HBO Max, you got HBO Max. You don't have to pony up $39 to see a new release.
Well, that's nice.
Like some other streaming services.
I know, how annoying.
I don't want to ask a question where you might not know the answer to. When's the Montgomery County Fair? When is that taking place, dear? Because I heard a rumor.
The Montgomery County Fair is August 13th through the 21st.
Okay, so it's not this week.
No.
So it's not this week.
Yep.
But we've got something. We got something cool for you today involving the MoCo Fair coming
yes.
up here at the beginning of August with the Wake Up Crew. Just stay tuned for details. Here's Katie with traffic.
Still to come with the Free Country Wake Up Crew, powered by Eric Smock Heating and Air Conditioning. Now that's comfortable living.
I saw Chuggy sending a picture of a cocktail. Are you familiar with the Chug term?
No.
That's pretty Chuggy.
Chuggy?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm Chuggy, you're not.
What is Chuggy?
Chuggy is a term. Don't ask me, but we went on and on about it. Chuggy is.
I'm looking it up.
Chuggy is.
How do you spell that?
I think it's C-H-E-U-G.
Oh,
Chuggy.
U-G.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Chuggy.
Oh, with a Y on the end.
You're not. I'll figure it out. Or you can be a Chug. That's a Chug.
Someone who is out of date or trying too hard.
Yeah, trying too hard. Yeah. Yeah. You know, my happy place.
What?
You know, anybody who posts, I did a thing.
Anybody who
posts their legs, happy. The younger kids. You're getting old, Katie. That's younger kids.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's Chug. It only comes up this time of the year in Summer Olympics, but the Australians are strong swimmers. They're always the one to beat our men and women if they're going to be beat. That's what happened to Katie Ledecky. Comes in second place to this Australian swimmer.
I know. I feel bad for
and
her.
And I think when Michael Phelps was swimming, there was this guy. His name must have been Thorpe because they called him Thorpedo. An amazing swimmer.
Hey, that's cool. But Ledecky got second. She got silver.
She got second place
that's
silver medal.
Still,
yes, that is amazing still, but it was an Australian. And now they're beating us in the Dorito game, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, this is pretty cool, actually. This 13-year-old Australian girl discovered a puffy chip in a bag of Doritos last week, and then she tried to sell it on eBay for $100,000.
I'm looking at it. It does not stand out to me as a $100,000 chip. It looks like a Dorito with a little air pocket in it.
Is what it is.
Don't they make Doritos like that with a little air pockets in them?
Doritos, 3D Doritos, yes.
Oh, but this one is not that. This one came up in a regular flat bag of Doritos.
Exactly. So eBay actually shut the listing down, but then Doritos came in and offered her $20,000 for it.
The bidding on the auction went up to over $100,000 Australian money. It went up on TikTok, then they shut the auction down, then Doritos stepped up and paid $20,000 for said puffy Dorito chip.
Well, she posted on TikTok, I found this puffy chip in the bag. Should I eat it or should I try to sell it? I'm surprised. I mean,
that is not a Dorito fan because you don't look at your Doritos. You eat your Doritos. It is secondary like breathing while you're doing something else.
I can't believe she found a $20,000 chip in her bag. I feel like I would pull it out and be like, oh, this is going to be good.
This one's going to be different.
Yeah.
Munch, 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 munch,
munch.
And
then I would just immediately eat it.
We should be, I guess, more patient when having
I wonder if I've eaten anything that's been worth $20,000 before.
Good point. You know, you need a heads up for today's holiday, Katie. You need a day to plan for this, maybe a weekend.
Sure.
National All or Nothing Day. And all my born put together's doing this. I've never heard of this particular holiday. This is the day you make the move. You want to quit your job? Today's the day. You want a new job? You want to cut all your hair off? You want to sell this house? You want to do something? You want to do a breakup? It could be uncuffing season.
Oh, my gosh. It is not uncuffing season.
Yes, it is. And
not
that's
yet.
Not a bad idea.
Isn't that
just
in
like,
the fall?
Yeah,
before
well,
Christmas?
If they're going to have Christmas in July, you can do uncuffing season in July.
No one gives
to
presents
avoid,
in July.
No, I mean time to break up with somebody before the holidays come. You know, uncuffing season is just about the same time in October when you smell the holidays coming.
Oh, my gosh.
And today could be the day, all or nothing day.
Making a move somewhere?
Something like that.
Go for it.
I have no idea. That could be making a phone call you've dreaded. You have dreaded.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this recently. I made peace with somebody. I made peace with somebody I had a beef with.
That's good.
I felt better. But, man, I was carrying that in my breast. And just nursing that anger, and he really, really, really was poisoning me. And it took a friend to point it out to me. It took my son to point it out to me. Dad, you need to let this go.
Let it go. Give him a call.
There's still a little tension there, but it's much, much, much better.
It's okay. You can forgive and not forget.
Yeah, that's a gray area, forgiving and not forgetting. That's a gray area. You really, I mean, it's got to be nothing at all. You can't let it trigger you or anything.
Right.
All or nothing at all.
We gave it all or nothing recently. I mean, we sold our house, back in the fall?
I know.
We started selling it in the fall. Sold it in January, and I've been living with my parents for the past 6 months until we can move into our new house.
I know. That is everything.
It is.
I did it a year ago. I mean, it seems like yesterday, but I'm just about celebrating 1 year anniversary in my new home.
Oh my gosh, it is coming up on a year, isn't
it? It is a year. I think it's past a year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
This weekend is the end of July, the 31st.
Yep. It's on Saturday.
It's on Saturday. So Sunday's August the 1st?
Yes.
Merry Christmas, sweetie. It is here. No, it's coming. Fascinating thing about the Tokyo Olympics. I came on yesterday and did the Rewind show, and I saw that the women's softball team, the USA women's softball team, is going to play for the gold medal on Tuesday night, but I didn't want to talk about it yesterday morning because that may have been broadcast yesterday. Now, when they say the U.S. softball team is going to play for the gold medal on Tuesday night, I have a feeling that means tonight at midnight. That will be Tuesday night in Tokyo.
It's so confusing.
I don't think that's going to be NBC primetime Tuesday night. And if it is it over? And we have to avoid all social media and your own telephone?
Right.
To find out who, if they indeed won the gold medal? Very confusing.
And the Olympic schedule and the Olympic TV schedule are two completely different things going on.
I tried to be smart about it Friday morning, you know, because it was all kicking off, and I realized I cannot ascertain anything from anything, any information that I'm getting here on the internet on exactly what's happening when.
It's hard to find it all.
But it is fascinating seeing this competitions that you've never seen before. I've never seen any skateboarding before. It's never been at the Olympics, and I didn't see any. I did not see any over the weekend. I'm fascinating how they score these people and how they work that out. What would you tune in? With your favorite Summer Olympic sport, what would you tune
in? Number one, gymnastics, and then I also love diving. I love watching the swimming. I would definitely tune in for the skateboarding. I think that's really cool. What else? Track and field. I really like it all. I'll watch any of it.
Me too, if I'm right in front of it. Another problem is it's summertime outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's summertime outside, and that's what kept me away from it all this weekend until prime time when I already knew the scores of everything.
I know.
Okay, we'll move along from here. It says that
I want to know as soon as it happens, but then
you can't
watch it till later.
No, you cannot watch it. You can sort of watch it, but it ain't the same. It ain't the same. The number one sport that people like, according to a survey, is...
gymnastics.
I thought it would be gymnastics because that's the last primetime thing. It is swimming.
Okay.
And the number three after gymnastics is diving.
Oh, yes. I love diving.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I know about that is you don't want to splash.
Right.
If there's any splash at the end, then you've done something wrong.
I did diving in ninth grade.
I mean, I did some diving.
I liked it.
We did rogue diving, not competition diving.
Oh, I competed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, we were tough guys. We play follow the leader on the high dive.
Yeah.
I don't even think there's high dives around anymore in public pools or anything.
I think there still are some.
Oh, yeah. Everybody watching, all the girls watching, you had to do what the person in front of you
did. Isn't that called chicken?
No, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. And you had to do it. And we learned our limitations at that point. Fascinating stuff. Number one, swimming, gymnastics, diving, then beach volleyball, followed by basketball. Go, girls. Go, USA. I kind of like that our men's basketball team, all these pros, lost in that first round against France. They lost that
game.
You
like that?
Yeah. Yeah, because I was never one for the super team, the dream team, back in the early 90s when Larry Bird, when we sent our pros. When I grew up, it was all amateur athletics. It was all college guys playing. The other teams, other countries brought their professionals in, but we did not, and I kind of like that. But, yeah, I would cheer against.
What is the three-on-three? So
I don't
know. They also do three-on-three basketball?
Three-on-three basketball? I have no idea.
That's interesting.
Who these Olympic players are. I'm fascinated. Fascinated.
It's not our big names?
You know, I don't know. I have no idea.
It is.
No, I have no idea. I have no idea. You look up our three-on-three men and women's teams, and I will tell you if I recognize any of these teams, any of these people playing. 7:55, we were going to have a guest in. A guest may come in later on. We'll give you details on this with the Wake Up Crew. Every Tuesday, we feature our lawman, law person of the week, brought to you by All Shred on the WFRE Facebook page, and it has been a ball. I love doing this.
I know. It's so cool. I've had officers come up to me and tell me that they absolutely love that we're doing this, and thank you for doing that.
From Brunswick Police Department, from state troopers, to a lot of the different deputies, we have doing this, and it's a lot of fun. We get to meet them, and it just shows that they're human beings, they're members of the community, they're your neighbors.
They're awesome people.
Deputy Todd Weivel, Frederick County Sheriff's Office, was scheduled to be in here this morning to talk about National Night Out, but due to an unfortunate traffic incident, he may not be able to be in here this morning.
He's working on it.
He's working on it. He might be in later on today.
Yeah.
That's going to be a week from tomorrow at the Urbana YMCA National Night Out. This is a nationwide event. It takes place every summer.
Yes.
I've been to a lot of them.
It's really cool.
I've been on vacation during a lot of them, but I'm going to be at this one with all the police officers in Urbana. It's going to be a week from tomorrow.
So they do canine demonstrations. It's perfect to bring the kids out. They're going to have kids' activities, meet and greet with the sheriff's office, food trucks. They're going to have music and police and fire displays.
Yeah, just like at Touch a Truck. They'll have all that gear out there. And so we'll lead up to this, and he may very well be in this morning. I told him, we'll be here till 10 o'clock. You come through that door anytime. And if you can't make it today, we'll make it tomorrow. But we're going to hammer this National Night Out. Tuesday night, 3rd of August, going to be at the Urbana Y. What a wild weekend. Kenny went to the beach. I did some weed whacking, outdoor chores, and caught some Olympics here and there. Kenny seems to be more in tune with what's going on.
I'm catching up now that the weekend's over because I feel like all the stories are just kind of starting to come out.
I want to see the U.S. women's basketball team play hoops. I want to see them win a gold medal.
When is that?
That's what I'm asking you. I'm asking you. You know when everything else is going on.
I don't know when anything about basketball is.
I cannot believe how old I am because Diana Taurasi, I remember when she won three national championships with UConn, and now she is going for her unprecedented 5th gold medal in basketball. You have the Olympics every 4 years. That's 20 years competing for the U.S. of A.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That matters to me. That's something that I would tune in. And that is something that I don't want to know the score of, so I can watch it live and, you know, in real time. In real time.
I know.
That's what I need to know. That is your homework assignment.
I know there's a lot going on this morning, and we are one medal behind China.
And you mentioned something.
Which we need to pass.
And so our U.S. women's gymnastic team, sometime between midnight and this morning, they got beaten by the Russians, right, in the qualifying round.
Yeah.
All right, so they're saying that
in the qualifying round.
And so they're saying that they can make it up on Tuesday night.
In the finals.
And I also heard that the U.S. women's softball team is going to go for the gold medal on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night
but
is
But Tuesday night, I think it's midnight tonight.
Is it Tuesday in China in Tokyo right now?
It is Tuesday night, prime time, at midnight tonight. That's 8 o'clock, I do believe, Tokyo time. So when they say Tuesday night, that doesn't mean on the delayed Tuesday evening NBC primetime broadcast.
Right.
I do believe that means it's going to be in the can. I could be wrong on this.
I'm so confused.
Well, you opened my eyes.
I know.
You opened my eyes talking about all these events and all these competitions. And I go, oh, Katie knows about this. I can ask her.
I'm trying to figure it out.
When this is going to happen. Look, I started last Friday when we started talking about the Olympics. Oh, let me see when I can schedule, what time you can watch this. But the Olympic schedule and the broadcast schedule, they may as well be two different entities.
Right.
Talking about two entirely different events.
All I know is I feel like a lot of people are the internet is definitely going to spoil these events.
Absolutely.
For you.
The internet, anything.
Because you won't see them till later.
Yeah, listening to the radio, looking at your phone, you get updates like that. Yeah, you won't be able to watch it in real time. You can, but you're going to know the results, which is frustrating.
Not now. Have you heard?
It's so crazy, it's true.
Pretty convincing, huh?
Here's the Free Country Wake-Up Crew with your ridiculous news.
Right around weekdays, right around 8:40, 8:45, 8:50 is when we break down a ridiculous news story. But we had an unscheduled guest come in at an unscheduled time. And so, time for ridiculous news. Break one down for us.
Sure thing. Well, sugary cereal isn't the healthiest breakfast, but it's a lot better than this. A 31-year-old guy named Justin Buccino recently got pulled over in Western Massachusetts for a license plate that looked a little funny. It was a temporary plate with such bad handwriting that they couldn't make out the numbers. He wrote it out himself.
I see. I understand.
So it turned out that the car wasn't registered and his license was also expired. But that was the least of his worries, because while he was being arrested, they found drugs in his pocket. So they searched his car and found a family-sized box of Frosted Flakes that was also full of drugs.
Oh, so...
There was one big bag of cocaine inside and over 3,000 tiny bags of heroin that he was obviously planning to sell. So they also found a purse packed with even more drugs. This carload was just
unbelievable.
Full of drugs. You would think that his license plate totally got him pulled over, but I mean, man. And then the guy in the passenger seat was also arrested, so they're both facing drug trafficking charges.
So that brings a new meaning to Frosted Flakes. What exactly was that white frosting on that particular box of Frosted Flakes? Ridiculous news right around 8:50 weekday. I would never bring up Free Britney again because I don't know the details on the Britney Spears thing, and I never thought any. I'm not going to go join a protest of Free Britney or something to give her money. But I have said here on the air, some people don't deserve. They can't handle their money, and they can't handle having kids. And Britney Spears' response to all this was some questionable Instagram stuff over the weekend. I mean, she really, if she is really trying to be that person, to be a responsible person, she's got to avoid that kind of thing.
I'm just not sure.
I'm not sure either. I'm not sure about any of that
either. I don't think she should be held captive like she is, but...
But she's crazy.
Her Instagram post from 3 days ago.
Yes, I mean, I don't judge. And then, I like Britney Spears. She's a superstar.
Two days ago.
And, you know, she means a lot to a lot of generation, but I don't know the details of this. But if she's trying to come across as the stable person, she needs to stay off social media. Somebody needs to, or pump the brakes, Brittany.
I would think that someone would be controlling her Instagram, and no, I thought that at first, but now I definitely don't.
No, absolutely.
I don't think that
she's
at
out
all.
Of control.
Unless someone's trying to make her look crazy.
And unless somebody's hacking her account. No, that's her. She's owning these posts, correct? I mean, these naked posts from over the weekend.
I know.
That's
she's
not
topless.
The way. That's not the way to bring yourself around. I mean, lawyers see these things. People see these things.
She does have a message for you, though. She said, if you don't like this, then she had some other choice words.
I don't know if I like it or not. I don't have opinion. I don't know what to think.
She doesn't care.
I don't know what to think about it.
She is just on a roll, living her best life.
Yes.
Not living her best life.
She's all Britney, baby.
Yeah.
Fascinating time of the year. Coming in from late July, going into August, there's no big holiday around the corner that everybody's decorating for, getting ready for. The next big thing, I would guess, well, holiday is going to be Labor Day weekend.
Right.
That's when all of the network shows come back. Football season kicks off in September. That's going to be a Thursday night game between the Cowboys and the New England Patriots. But I guess our next big thing, Katie, because we were trying to figure out what should we do? What's our topic for tomorrow? Would it be going to the beach for vacation? As far as you know, everybody in the world's in Orlando right now, Disney World.
I feel like a lot of people are, or at the beach.
A lot of people are going to the beach.
Yeah.
Where the beach is crowded where you were over the weekend.
Yes.
Everybody was grabbing that spot, that perfect spot.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there are a good amount of people there.
And then you kind of tense up when the next people come out and kind of set up maybe too close to you when there's other space around
so
on the beach.
We had a lot of people in our group, so I felt bad for anyone sitting around
you
us
guys,
because we were the loud ones.
You guys were dominating your area there.
We didn't care if anyone was close to us because it was their problem.
So I guess we have maybe 3 weeks before these kids go back to school, before they go back to college.
I know. It's coming up quickly.
And so that means that we will have in Maryland a tax-free week, Virginia tax-free week.
Mm-hmm.
It's already always tax-free in Pennsylvania as far as I know.
Delaware.
None of this would affect me because I don't have any kids in school right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter. If I need something, I go get it. I just go get it, get in, get out. And just, I'm happy at that point.
But it's exciting for parents to
that
go
is,
shopping.
Yeah, that's our next big thing. Yeah. And we have our big county fair seasons coming up.
Oh, yes.
Howard County, Montgomery County. York Fair is going on. Kane Brown's at York Fair tonight.
I know.
And then September we have the Great Frederick Fair. I'm just trying to figure, it's a strange time of the year.
There's kind of a lot going on, if you think about it.
A lot. We're gearing up for a lot going on. We're gearing up for a lot of stuff going on.
Because everyone's vacationing
Everybody is on vacation right now.
Yes.
All my favorite sports commentators, they're all on vacation right now. Everybody's really taking a break, gearing up for the Labor Day weekend.